Hey, good evening from Sebring, Florida. It's 1945 hours on Wednesday, August 8th, 2012. And this is a quick response to Simon at SM2N and Paul at Amani Blog about their ongoing conversation and dialogue about the use of social media, especially something like audio booths, but even pictures and stuff like that. Regarding Paul's recent visit to a winery that forbid tourists to take pictures inside a certain cellar, wine cellar, if you will, for the, you know, to prevent the accidental ignition of wine fumes. So their reason for not letting take pictures seems kind of dubious, and it would have been a lot better, I think, to be straightforward and say we don't want these pictures blasted all over the internet and possibly decreasing the value of our brand. Whether they are accurate in having that concern or not, I don't know. That's to be debated. And that's kind of what discussion Simon's having at SM2N. You know, the fact that they're worried about fumes catching, you know, igniting is just ridiculous. So I think we should, yeah, right. But anyway, the reason I want to talk about this is for about a week or so, I've been thinking about the legalities of recording booze, and at what point should we notify those around us that we're recording them. Because I've recorded a few people and didn't tell them at the time I was recording them and then put it up. They weren't talking about anything that would have got them remotely in trouble, and they haven't complained to me since. But in that circumstance, I probably should have told them what I was doing. And you know, if they would have said no, fine. If they would have said yes, fine. But I was worried that it might change their tone of their talking. So in that particular instance, and I was recording some conversation after a triathlon, one of the competitors to one of our supporters, coaches. In other cases, it was just random people that I know, and some people I don't know, but in situations that when I posted the boo, they're not identified. Definitely not easily identified. Nothing was being discussed that was proprietary for anyone or anything like that. But what do the various, you know, in the United States, recording laws vary state by state. Of course, each country is going to have their standards. And I haven't read the terms of service, but I'm sure it's covered in the TOS for audio boo. But I'm wondering, is there any etiquette on top of all the legalities? What's the etiquette for when you're recording something? Who should you tell and how broad should that be? You know, if you're on the subway or on a bus or on a plane, should you tell the person next to you what you're doing? And what's the etiquette on privacy and stuff? Thanks. Have a good one.